Chapter 10. The Negasphere. Considerably more than the stipulated week passed before Kinnison was done with the librarian and with the long-range communicator beam, but eventually he succeeded in enlisting the aid of the 53 most eminent scientists and thinkers of all the planets of galactic civilization. From all over the galaxy were they selected, from Vandemar and Centralia and Alcicon, from Chickladoria and Radalex, from the solar systems of Rigel and Sirius and Antares. Millions of planets were not represented at all, and of the few which were, Tellus alone had more than one delegate. This was necessary, Kinnison explained carefully to each of those chosen. Sir Austin Cardynge, the man whose phenomenal brain had developed a new mathematics to handle the positron and the negative energy levels, was the one who could do the work. He himself was present merely as coordinator and observer. The meeting place, even, was not upon Tellus, but upon Medon, the newly acquired and hence entirely neutral planet, for the gray lensman knew well the minds with which he would have to deal. They were all geniuses of the highest rank, but in all too many cases their stupendous mentalities verged altogether too closely upon insanity for any degree of comfort. Even before the conclave assembled, it became evident that jealousy was to be rife and rampant. And after the initial meeting at which the problem itself was propounded, it required all of Kinnison's ability, authority, and drive, and all of Wurzel's vast diplomacy and tact, to keep those mighty brains at work. Time after time, some essential entity, his dignity outraged, his touchy ego infuriated by some real or fancied insult, stalked off in high dudgeon to return to his own planet, only to be coaxed and bullied, or even mentally manhandled by Kinnison or Wurzel, or both, into returning to his task. Nor were those insults all, or even mostly, imaginary. Quarreling and bickering were incessant, violent flare-ups, and passionate scenes of denunciation and vituperation were of almost hourly occurrence. Each of those minds had been accustomed to worldwide adulation, to the unquestioned acceptance as gospel of his every idea or pronouncement, and to have to submit his work to the scrutiny and to the unworshipful criticism of lesser minds, actually to have to give way at times to those inferior mentalities. Well, that was a situation quite definitely intolerable. But at length, most of them began to work together, as they appreciated the fact that the problem before them was one which none of them singly had been able even partially to solve.